Well, thank you for coming too. It helps us a lot. I guess I'll just tell you a little bit about the Honor the Earth Tour and how it started. We've been doing environmental benefits ever since the early days of our career. A lot of them centered around what we would call maybe more white mainstream groups that dealt with more isolated issues, not necessarily environmental racism and issues that affect people of color. We met up with some Indian activists, namely Winona LaDuke, when we were working with a project called Ban the Dam Jam. In New York City, we were protesting New York's contract with Hydro-Quebec because they had flooded a large area of Cree and Inuit land and were getting ready to go into the next phase and do even more devastation. That was a successful campaign at the time, stopped the contracts, some New England contracts and New York's contracts. And at that point, sort of started hooking up with Winona and started discussions about trying to merge our environmental efforts with the Indian communities, because we feel that a lot of public policy precedent and influence is had within the Indian community. If the Indian communities can win some of the struggles that they're involved in right now, it will affect public policy that affects all of us and can change maybe the way corporations deal with their toxic waste and maybe change the way the power structure and the fact that there's many disenfranchised people that live in less affluent neighborhoods that don't have the clout to take care of their environment the way that they want to. They're victimized oftentimes by big companies. And so we started this Honor the Earth campaign, and it benefits indigenous activist environmental groups across the Americas. And our first shows were in 93, we raised about $60,000, and then in 95 we did a whole month and raised $250,000, and then this year our goal is $300,000. I'll let Emily talk a little bit more about what we're doing.